On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
We're talking insurance now. I'm John Potter in the studio with us. Say hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Does he not sound like the coolest insurance agent in town? Usually when I see Kevin, he's like a, hey man, how's it going type dude. That's a cool insurance agent. Rini Insurance Agency of Sparks. So the coolest insurance agent in Northern Nevada in the studio with us to talk insurance and take your questions and answer them about insurance. But he has a lot of things he wants to bring up. I have a lot of things to bring up. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, and our phone number is 884-9910. Shall we get to the rumors on social media? If you change insurance and you have an old roof, you now have to find an insurance company that will cover you. This is a big thing lately. Is it true or false? Kevin, tell us about that.
It's absolutely true, John. A couple of my carriers have gone as far as to ask the customer, find out if the roof is new as 15 years or older. They won't accept it in some cases. So not a lot of people can afford it. Put on a $40,000, $50,000 roof. But the roof is one of the biggest things that they're talking about now, and they are flying the drones over looking at them. And once they see damage, they notify the customer, please try to get it done as soon as you can because we're going to give you to your renewal date. And if you don't see repairs done or to our liking, they don't renew the policy.
This is the thing now. It sounds very intrusive, but if you are interested in joining up with a certain insurance company, they will send a drone over your house to check it out first before they decide whether or not to cover you. They are, and I'm hearing that even when you do currently have a policy, they'll send a drone and check the condition of your yard or whatever. And if it looks like a mess, they will cancel that.
I've seen that, John, and I've seen where people have a lot of rubbish or anything in their backyard. They can see everything, and if it looks unorganized or overgrowth of trees and brush, they don't renew the policy until they see proof that it's cleared.
This is what I hear. Allstate and Farmers Insurance have sent letters to some customers saying they are going to cancel your home insurance if the problems they spotted by drone are not corrected. If they see debris and clutter, they will send out notification to say that they are contacting your mortgage company in 2 months to let them know you are canceled. What the heck is going on?
There's not a lot left. California is down to two carriers that will even write home insurance right now. All the other ones have pulled themselves out of the market until further notice, and they can get more rate.
Well, that goes to another thing I've heard. Farmers, Allstate, and State Farm are not insuring homes in California anymore.
That is true.
Are you kidding me?
No, and Farmers and State Farm went as far as to pull out of Florida already completely. And in California, who knows if they're even going to come back? I know that they're not writing, I think, until 2025, and they'll make a decision then whether they're going to come back.
Kevin, these are like the three biggest insurance companies in the country saying they're not insuring homes in California anymore.
It's all going to the state program. You're going to have to apply to what's called the California State Fair Plan, and it's a plan where they have to take you, but even then they're getting picky. And they're raising their rates. It's about five times the cost of a normal policy, and it doesn't cover anywhere near what the normal policy does.
You were telling me something. By the way, folks, 884-9910 is our phone number with your questions or comments. You were telling me on the phone something about the wildfire in Maui affecting insurance.
It is. And like I said before, a while back, insurance companies, most of them, like you mentioned, State Farm and Farmers, they're in every state. So if something happens in another state, such as this Florida deal that just happened, the hurricane and the fire in Hawaii, they all share the expense. So we're going to feel it, too, because they have to make their money back somehow. And there's a lot of reasons why we're feeling it here is because they share, like I said, they share the problem with everyone else. They're in every state.
Do you have any good insurance news?
No, after 40 years of doing this, John, this is the worst I've ever seen this.
All right, check this out. Floridians, since you brought up Florida, I'm reading a news report here. Floridians battered by Hurricane Idalia this week may not have expected another threat that floodwaters caused their cars to suddenly burst into flames. Which cars? Electric cars. That's exactly what happened. Two electric vehicles caught fire after being submerged in salt water, churned up by the storm. Firefighters cited the incidents, both of which involved Teslas, in warning owners that their rechargeable car batteries could combust if exposed to salt water. Quote, salt water exposure triggers combustion in lithium-ion batteries. And now they're telling people who own Teslas to move their cars into higher ground. This is just something else having to do with electric cars. Last time you were on, you were talking about how complex these cars have gotten with all the gadgets. You brought up specifically the windshields that display data for the driver. If that windshield gets cracked or something, the cost to replace that high-tech windshield is very expensive, and that affects rates overall. What do you say about electric cars, Kevin?
Not a lot that's positive. I do know that once you replace one on your policy, that it's going to go up. And Tesla has their own insurance for Tesla owners only, and you cannot put another different type of car on that policy. It's more reasonable, though, than all the other carriers. They just don't want them. The batteries alone being installed are in the upwards of $25,000 if they're damaged. There's a lot of reasons, like the electronics, the heads-up display, everything's built into the window. These windows on them, I've seen claims as high as $5,000 for a front window.
You know what this reminds me of? And this is something I learned the hard way. You buy your stove, refrigerator, washer, dryer. You buy those with the fewest amount of gadgets on them. Go the most basic appliance you can, because frankly, the less stuff that they add on to these new machines, these appliances, the more high-tech they are, the more there is to not work anymore. I hear a lot about Samsung washers and dryers. Stay away from them and think, go the basic Speed Queen with the two dials and the one button. Look, you walk in any laundromat, that's what they have. The laundromats know these are appliances. They want them to last over 20 years, and they pretty much do. There's less to break down. So be like the laundromat. Why do you need all these gadgets? Why do you need Wi-Fi on your washer? You know, it's a high cost to begin with, but to replace or repair these things, just outrageous. Get the basic stuff. Okay, more insurance advice, Kevin.
Getting back on the auto insurance,
yeah,
people are really kind of asking me what's driving auto insurance rates up. There's a lot of factors. In fact, on earlier in August 25th of last month, Las Vegas Fox News put out an ad. According to a recent report, car insurance prices in Nevada have soared 36% this year.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot.
We are the second highest in rates in the United States in Nevada here.
Why us? Why not like Florida with all these high costs and everything like that? Why Nevada? Why are we number two?
Theft mostly.
Oh, theft?
Yes, and a lot of it's coming from southern Nevada, not northern, the Vegas area. Mm-hmm. And nationally, car insurance prices have risen 17% in the first half of this year, with the report projecting another 4% increase by the end of the year. In 2020, when we were in the pandemic, the average price of a car for full coverage for a year was $1,314. That was in 2020 when people weren't driving. Now, as of 23, halfway through the year, the average price of a car is $1,660 a year. It's went up quite a bit. And there's the main reason for that is there's 12.6% more people driving past COVID pre-COVID levels. Accidents are up 26%. There's more people on the road. Accident severity is up 34%. The average cost of each accident has risen dramatically. Labor repairs are up 24% from last year. Rental car prices up 26%. Used car prices up 46.5%, and new cars are up 21%.
You're right about that, the used car prices. You left one thing out, though. Nobody wants to say it, but drivers are a lot worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that's why I think you say more people on the roads. I think that's a big reason why more crashes have occurred. I didn't know that was that much of an increase for us. How can somebody save money on their, so let's start with car insurance. Okay, number one, don't buy the electric car. Don't buy the high-tech car. What's your advice?
It's really going to be hard, other than those two you did mention are absolutely true, but most people have an insurance company they've been with a while. All of a sudden, they see the price go up. They immediately get on the phone and start shopping around. Just know that if you leave the carrier you're at to go get a lower price, whether it be $100 or $500 or $600 a year, just know that that carrier you go to, they're going to take a rate increase inevitably. I have a list
like clockwork. They all do this?
They all do.
I mean, you can have the safest no reports or accidents or anything like that, but they, like clockwork, every year or every other year, they will raise the rates, and people want to know why.
If one does it, they're all going to do it. I have a list of companies, what they filed in Nevada, and the amount they're asking for that will happen by next year. Some of the bigger ones, like you named, John, Farmers is going to increase their rates 23% by next year. Progressive is going to go up 20%. Allstate is going up 12%. USAA, 13%. Hartford's going up 10%. There's a lot of them. They've all filed for these rates, and the commissioners and the Department of Insurance, they're going to let them have it. They're going to let them increase their rates, like I said. So if you want to feel like you move around, you're not going to save much money next time around because the company you go to will have a rate increase. And in some cases, you're going to wish you went back to your old carrier.
Which some people inevitably do. This is terrible news, of course, but I'm glad you're here to let people know the bearer of bad news here, but this is a great thing to know in advance of getting that bill. Okay, we're going to take a break. I want to come back and ask about this waterline insurance coverage. People got these letters supposedly from Tumwa about an insurance company they apparently teamed up with. Do you need waterline insurance coverage? Did you get the letter? Do you have a question about it? 884-9910 is our number. It's all live and local. I'm John Potter with insurance agent Kevin Reaney from the Reaney Insurance Agency in Sparks. This is 884-9910 number. 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM. FM News Talk time is 10:18.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Do you remember Arthur Godfrey? Nobody knows Arthur Godfrey. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Oh my gosh. Anyway, ask your grandma. I'm John Potter. Insurance agent Kevin Reaney of the Reaney Insurance Agency is in the studio with us, and we're taking calls and answering questions about insurance. Oh, my gosh, because of all the things, I just can't believe it that Farmers, Allstate, State Farm, not insuring homes in California anymore. People here in Nevada getting letters about possibly their home insurance being canceled. You know, and for various reasons. So a lot of questions out there. A lot of questions about the letter sent supposedly from Tumwa about waterline insurance coverage. This was, and I've gotten this letter twice. I won't buy into it. A lot of people have, though. This letter, could you tell us? Did you get it, Kevin?
I did.
Okay, tell us about the letter.
I didn't really go through it in depth as you did as far as looking up who actually is financially backing the company. It looked like it was an average of $6 a month, and it was covering, mostly it just talked about the water line because it came from Tumwa. So there is a way people can actually add this to their policy versus buying that policy, which is really not that highly rated.
Well, the reason, and I looked into this, the reason that Tumwa is doing this, and yes, by the way, a lot of people thought, oh, this insurance company is just scamming us, and they got Tumwa's logo and put them on the letters and said, no, Tumwa did do this. There apparently there are many or were many low-income water users who have had their water lines burst or break or leak, a water line leak or break, and the bill to correct that can reach $5,000 to $8,000 from what I heard. It's really expensive. It's kind of scary, you know, to think that this could happen and you'd be on the hook for that much money. So Tumwa is offering the insurance company plan as an option. And Tumwa says they get no financial incentive from this at all. Insurance companies like State Farm offer extra coverage to cover your water line, to cover it to your home insurance policy for $66 a year. That's State Farm, which covers not only the water line, but the sewage line, gas, electrical or communication, essentially any line coming into and out of your home with a $500 deductible, $66 a year. And some other companies have this also, right, Kevin?
Yes.
So,
first off, is this really an issue that we should be worried about? It's a very high cost. It worries me. How often does something like this happen?
I see probably 4 or 5 cases a year, and I'm just a small agent. So it does happen quite a bit, and people have trees in their yard. A lot of times the roots will, they'll actually work themselves through these lines. A lot of times it is a big claim in a lot of places.
So if you have a lot of trees, you should maybe worry about this. And also the age of your home has something to do with this. Why?
Because the original pipes that were put in, they're going to go through corrosion eventually, and they're not made with, the new homes now are made with some, a lot of harder materials that are going to last a lot longer over time. But the older homes are the ones that we're seeing that have the most claims. In fact, I have a carrier that any home that was built pre-70, they're trying to get rid of every one of them because of that reason.
Yeah, that's startling. But, you know, you talk 1970s, that's 50 years ago. So it kind of makes sense right there. And also, I hear the Donner Springs area of Reno has seen more problems because of its geology. So we have trees, geology, and age affecting the lines coming in and out of your house. So look at your policy and see if that is covered. It typically is not, and it is typically something that you have to call and add that insurance rider to your policy. Now, what about the insurance company that Tumwa teamed up with? My concerns were it's an out-of-town insurance agency. They don't have really any agents here locally. And it doesn't have the greatest rating that I found on the internet. I'm not going to name names, but this is the company that's in the letter that Tumwa sent out, or that the insurance company sent out.
Yeah, companies are rated just through an A to A plus, B, B plus, down to C, which this carrier I hear is the lower of that. And be smart, people. If you have an agent you can reach out to, ask them if it's available on your policy. A lot of times people don't even know it is available. And it's very, very cheap compared to the one that Tumwa. And it covers a lot more than the Tumwa policy. They're just, I think, on the water line part of it. But you can, it covers your cable, your sewage, everything else also. And it can get really, really expensive. So this thing, I would look into, call your agent first, make sure it's available. If it's not, then maybe consider it. But check your home policy first and call your agent.
These water and sewer lines, wasn't there a terrible couple of years where new construction homes were using some sort of plastic pipe?
Yes, PVC.
They were using PVC for water and sewer?
Mostly, and a lot of people don't understand, John, piping under your home is not usually covered under any home policy.
Well, yeah, of course not. Jeez. So, yeah, the PVC thing, I personally know somebody, family member, who got a problem with those PVC pipes. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why the original construction company used them knowing that there would be problems. I mean, I don't know anything about piping. I just know that if you replace good steel or something with plastic, of course something like this is going to happen.
And that's where these root claims are coming through. They can get right through that PVC versus the metal.
But they don't use it anymore, right?
I hope not. Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. Well, one more segment with Kevin Reaney here. We got a break for Fox News. Our phone lines are open, folks, at 884-9910. Insurance questions and answers and comments, 884-9910. One more segment with Kevin here. I'm John Potter. We're going to break for Fox News on 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM, FM News Talk Time, 1029.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk. KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
John Potter with Kevin Reaney, who is an independent insurance agent. He deals with Progressive, Mercury, Travelers, and is answering questions on insurance, local insurance, here at 884-9910. Let's go to the phones. We're going to start with Paul at Virginia City Highlands. Hey, Paul, I welcome you to the show. Thanks for calling.
Hi, John. Good morning. Hey, first off, thanks for the sermon this morning. I don't have to go to church tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you were preaching about, yeah.
I got carried away. I apologize, folks. Earlier,
No. It was all good. It was very good. No worries about it all. I really enjoyed it.
So, Kevin, it was like a Sunday school sermon, and I'm sorry about that. But let's get to the insurance question.
I heard it.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
Sure. Go ahead, Paul.
Middle of last year, I got a letter from Allstate. I've been with them for like over 40 years, 30 years at this house. Got a letter saying, hey, you got to do these things and we're going to cancel you. And I had an old car sitting in the property and some other things. But the biggest complaint they had was I had pine trees closer than 100 yards to the house that were not trimmed up 6 feet or 2/3 of the way for smaller trees under a certain height. And, they had some moron come up to do the inspection. They don't know what a pinyon pine is versus a Jeffrey pine. You know, a pinyon pine.
How dare they?
30 feet from the house is not going to fall on the house if it burns. And I tried working with the agent. My policy was bought out last year before by my agent retired. Another one bought them out, and they were just useless for help. And so I started doing all the cleanup and all the trimming. And before I could get it done, they sent me a letter saying, hey, we're canceling you in December. So I had to find another agent and found them. They came up and said everything looked good. And the fire department actually came out and did an inspection of the property and said, you can't do any better, you know. But, yeah, 40-plus years with Allstate. And
so you have coverage now.
I do, yes. I went through a small local agent and actually wound up with Travelers.
And, well, during your whole spiel there, Kevin was nodding his head. This is a story he's heard before. Do you have a question for Kevin?
No, I just wanted to. Well, I actually had. Do they not understand what they're inspecting? I mean, the fire department came out and walked the property and checked for the defendable space and everything and wrote up a nice report and comments at the bottom about how it was. And
so, the inspector for the insurance company that they hire you thought was a greenhorn. I got it, basically. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your question. Kevin, is this a common issue?
It's not. It's a common issue, but not where he's stating that they're that far from the house. When we're talking about the drone flyover, if they see any trees overhanging a house, that is something they absolutely do not want. They want them at least trimmed back 6 to 8 feet from the house. If they're overhanging the roof, the wind comes up, they start ripping off tiles.
This is massive because in my neighborhood, there's trees overhanging everything. What? It's that destructive? Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Liz calling from Old Southwest Reno at 884-9910. Liz, welcome to the show.
Yes.
I do appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
I'm so glad you got through, John. Liz.
Okay. Thank you, John, for bringing Kevin to us about 4 months ago. He's worked his butt off to save me several hundred dollars on my auto insurance that I've had a 30-year clean record. I would recommend Kevin for anything that you have because he is a good local person that knows the state. Thank you very much, John.
All right. Well, thank you, Liz. I do appreciate that. Wow.
She's one of my favorite customers. She's just the sweetest lady you'll ever want to meet.
An independent agent is what you really want, because you do shop around for people. Everybody has different needs and everything like that, right?
Right.
Okay, let's go to Lynn calling from Minden with an insurance comment and question. Lynn, I do appreciate you calling into the show. Good morning.
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and I appreciate that you have Kevin on there being interviewed versus selling product. That's wonderful. And I do have questions with regard to, well, my personal question is, I have my homeowners and my car bundled with a company whose name starts with A that you didn't mention at the top of the show.
Not Allstate?
No.
Okay.
It has three A's in the name.
Oh,
but it doesn't matter. Okay. And as an underwriter of other things for 35 years, I'm hypersensitive to this market and what's going on for homeowners and car owners. So you giving us those two gnarly points at the beginning with regard to roofs and age of homes and pipes and things like that, and what, you know, renewals and new purchasers are going to be faced with, I think people should all be educated by that, but also scared. So my question to you is, interestingly, 3 days ago, I got in a car wreck. Somebody crashed right into me, ran a red light. I'm fine. My car is drivable, quote unquote. She's okay. It was her fault. But what I'm noticing, Kevin, is that when you call to make a claim, which I did within 20 minutes because it was late in the afternoon and I wanted to get it over with while it was fresh in my mind, they take all the details and very, very friendly, very efficient, email you the forms to fill out that she pre-filled out with all the answers to my questions, so that when the adjuster gets a hold of it, right? They give you an appointment if you want to use their approved approved shop for body and all that. But my question to Kevin is, I heard a rumor that most agencies now are just assigning everybody a percentage of fault, even though it wasn't my fault. The only fault of mine is I woke up that morning and drove my car. So, and since nobody's injured, hiring an attorney is not part of the vernacular, right?
Right. And I haven't really seen, it's got to be pretty cut and dry. If you're in an accident, always get a police report, because the police officer, normally they won't come out unless there is an injury. But
no, they won't come out unless there's, you're right.
And nobody calls.
I would still insist one. I would tell them, I don't know if they're going to ask you, is anyone injured? Say, well, I really don't know at this point. Then they have to come out and make a report. So
too late now, Kevin.
No, I understand, but always get a report, because once the fault's established on that police report, the insurance companies go by that, and the fault is ends up where it should be.
Right.
Lynn.
So,
You
go ahead. Well, my thing is, now that I want to play cop, right, and I'm going to go take pictures, and all the information, everybody's transparent. The lady said, I thought it was green. I mean, she was crying the whole time, and I was yelling the whole time because I was mad, but we made up in the end. I just don't want to be responsible for my deductible. I don't want my rate to go up. This is the topic of your show, so this is a fresh issue for me, which I'm sure is for others. I don't want to start paying triple because somebody in some office determined that I have fault because nobody documented this issue well enough. So should I call an attorney? Should I get better pictures and send them? Should I just shut up, sit down, and take my lumps?
What
do you suggest, Kevin?
I suggest this to all my carriers. If someone hits you and they give you their information, not only do you call yours, call theirs first. Because a lot of times, if the people are at fault, they're not going to contact their own insurance company, thinking that maybe you'll go away or things will get lost.
Right.
But if you put yours together with it, they both are going to end up fighting for it. And like you said, you'll have to pay your deductible. But once it's deemed the other person's fault, you will get that back. Unfortunately, you'll have to wait to get it back.
All right.
Right.
Well,
and I just wonder if my insurer will fight for my deductible or just roll over and write checks to everybody and call it a day.
No, it depends really a lot of times on the amount of damage, too. If it's just minimal, then they'll do exactly what you said. They'll just want it out of their hair.
Lynn, I appreciate your call. Boy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Let's go to Ron, who's calling from Reno, again, insurance, with Kevin Arini. Ron, I'm so glad you called in. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Hey, I just barely caught the very last part of what you were talking about, the water and sewage insurance, just before it went to the news break. And a real quick synopsis of what that was.
That was the letter from Tumwa saying you might want to get this insurance coverage to protect or to cover your sewer or water lines being interfered with. Yeah, we had quite a discussion on that. And if your home is rather old, if you have a lot of trees that could cause a breakage in one of those lines, you might want to call up your home insurance company and add that rider to your coverage, which isn't that expensive. $66 a year, or as Kevin said, $6 a month. You might look into doing that, Ron. Any other question?
All right.
Appreciate your call. Yeah. By the way, you can hear his whole answer on this on our website, 991fmtalk.com. Go to podcasts and go to this show, The Weekend, and listen to our number two, and it will all be there for you, Ron. Appreciate you calling.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
884-9910. We only have a couple minutes left. Anything you want to add there, Kevin? Did I cover everything?
You touched everything, John.
All right. David, not quite. Let me see. South Lake Tahoe. There you go. David, welcome to the show. I'm John. That's Kevin. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Car insurance. He went through a lot of different companies. He never mentioned, I'm with Geico, and he never mentioned anything about Geico, and I was just curious as to how he felt about Geico.
Well, Geico doesn't really have agents. They closed every office in California. They went what's called direct online, and so when you call in, you're just going to get whoever answers the phone. I know, are you on the California or Nevada side?
I'm on the California side, but actually, I got the insurance when I lived in Hawaii, so when I call, it goes to Hawaii.
Or the Philippines. Geico, they did ask for a rate increase of 28% in both California and Nevada. So they're getting ready to take a huge rate hike by January.
Yeah, that's a lot bigger than some of the other ones you said.
Wish we had better news for you there, David. Sorry. Do you recommend a company, Kevin?
I'm just an agent, but, you know, a lot of your bigger carriers that write in several states are usually going to be better, but stay away from ones like, well, I'm not going to badmouth Geico, but you don't have an agent. You don't have someone you can call into and ask certain questions, because a lot of times they're in another country. They don't really understand. A lot of these people that work for the customer service aren't even licensed.
All right, David, okay, gotta move.
Okay.
All right, sir. Yeah, check it out. Let's go to John calling from Reno Insurance Issue. John, thank you so much. Grateful that you called.
Morning, fellas. I'm going to ask the insurance agent a question, and I'll take my answer off the air. Why are these property and casualty companies' commercial advertising on television so dumb, so asinine, and insult my intelligence? What the hell does an emu have to do with insurance? And what is Flo? What is she about? And I'll listen. Thank you.
I can't really answer on that, and that would be a question for their marketing department.
Well, my issue about them is apparently they do have a lot of money to burn, because it's constant with these insurance ads, constantly. Way too many insurance company ads, way too many lawyer ads. What does that tell you? There's where the money is. Right?
Absolutely.
And he didn't mention the Liberty ads. They drive me crazy.
Oh, those are ridiculous.
And they're constant. They're ridiculous. Okay, we're out of time with you, Kevin. What's your contact information for folks who want a really good insurance agent?
My office phone is 775-626-0836, or you can get me on my work cell at 805-660-3514.
And you're local, and you have a storefront. In where? Virginia City?
Yes, I do. In Virginia City, but a lot of times I work remotely from home, and if someone needs help, I'll go see them.
Right. Google Kevin Reaney Insurance. Kevin, thank you so much. An honor to have you here.
Thank you for having me again, John.
All right, we're gonna come back. Our next guest in line here. I'm John Potter, 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:49.
the easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Is it just me? People are so judgmental now. I can tell just by looking at them. 10:52. I'm John Potter. Each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone. Jason is calling in for, you know, I'm partial to kitties and doggies. Stuart Tidal has put together this awesome event, a pets drive. I welcome Jason from Stuart Tidal on the phone. Hey, Jason, welcome.
Hey, John, how are you?
All right, sir. Love Stuart Tidal, dealt with them many times before. Why did you guys feel the need to do this, a title company raising funds for pets? And how are you raising these funds or donations?
So we are asking the community to participate. And how this came about, honestly, John, is we have a love for animals ourselves. And, you know, we deal with the community, you know, through the process of the sale of the transaction, buyers and sellers, and just in having conversations, the topic of pets gets brought up. And I think this is something that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. So, and then we work closely with the Dog Foundation. So then we thought, you know what, we have a lot of people coming in and out of our office. So why not put a collection bin and just start collecting some of the items that they're in need of, which are collars, harnesses, dry, wet food, cleaning products, crates, pet beds, those kind of, you know, items. Litter boxes, anything that you can think of. And we also are taking, you know, we'll take a check too. They're looking for cash and check donations to kind of help with the spay and neutering of the animals. So just something that our community needs, and the animals need it too. So
absolutely.
Why not? And we're doing it through the whole month of September.
What pets do you personally have, Jason?
I actually have a dog and a cat. So
cool.
I have both. Yes.
I had to laugh when you said the topic of pets comes up because, folks, if you heard my first few months doing this radio show, we've been on for a year and a half now. the owner let me know no more cats talk. But I have three cats at home. I could go on and on about them, but I'm not going to do it because I got my orders. Okay, so this pets drive, is it on right now? And how do people take part in this?
All right, so it is happening right now, and we have actually quite a collection going on. We just kicked it off, I would say, middle of last week, and we're going to go through September. And if it's so far, it seems to be pretty strong with people bringing in donations. And how people can help is we're located at 1362 U.S. Highway 395 in Gardnerville. They can stop by. Our hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And right when you come in our office, there's a bin on the left-hand side. And it's actually, we actually have an area now. So the bin is kind of overflowing, and we have crates already. I mean, we have all kinds. And just fantastic. And if anyone would like to support, we're open arms. We're here
all right,
for you.
Jason, when you say donations of things like pet beds and I assume cat toys, are you talking about strictly new?
Yes. If it can, that would be great. Crates, not so much. Those don't have to be new. And I think we'll clean them out too. But I think people are, you know, bringing them in as the items that we're getting, they're gently used in a sense, like crates, but and that's perfectly fine. They're cleanable, they're easily, we can wash some of the dog beds as well. So anything that's in good order, you know, that's clean and can be washed, we'll take them. And then, you know, used crates of that sort, that's perfectly fine.
Is because there's a ton of cat toys out there that people bought new that the cats never liked. I have gone through hundreds of dollars trying to find the cat toys that they like.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll take them. We will take it.
It's the same with cat
litter.
Treats.
You'd be surprised. Yes.
Yeah, and they're even picky about cat litter, these animals. okay, so once again, your office out there in Gardnerville, you say, and it's what, they bring it? It's in your lobby there that you take these donations?
It's in the lobby? Yes, right when you walk in the doors, you can't miss it.
And do you take cash donations for the pets? And if so, where does that money go to?
Money goes right to Dog, which is Douglas Animal Welfare Group, and then cool. checks as well, and just make it out to Dog, DAWG, Douglas Animal Welfare Group, and we'll get it over to them.
Stuart Title, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate
Absolutely,
it.
John.
And this will go on
for
how long? Yeah, how long will this go on for? Till throughout September.
The whole month of September. But okay. if anyone wants to donate year round, Dog is they're accepting, and they need it year round as well. So we appreciate you having us on, John. Thank you so much.
All right, Jason, thank you, sir, and keep in touch with me. I appreciate it.
Honestly, sounds great. Folks, thank you, John.
All these cat toys, not one scratch on them. It's just hundreds of dollars. Never, and by the way, never buy a cat toy that takes batteries. The cats think they're stupid. this is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. We're going to break for Fox News. FM News Talk time, 10:58.